One thing that we get a lot of calls about are batteries. And today we have Jason Cyril with us. And Jason is, he has a great job. He leads the Advanced Auto Parts Consumer, or rather Customer Business Unit team for Johnson Controls. And Jason knows all there is to know about batteries. Isn't that right, Jason?
Sounds great. Well, thank you for the lead. I appreciate that.
Well, trust me, compared to us, you know everything there is to know about batteries. And we have been talking about this power frame technology, this power frame grid technology now, for a number of weeks. And this is the future today. And it is such a great thing because it means that we get the most out of our batteries for the longest period of time. But before we get into this, the power frame grid technology and an explanation, from your viewpoint, having been so intimately involved in the world of batteries, what is the leading cause of battery failure? Why do they go bad? Why do we have to change them out?
So as soon as a battery is manufactured and is charged, it begins its life, and its life is going to be a finite amount of time. And it's all dependent upon how the positive grid within that battery corrodes. Power frame technology is the new next generation technology that minimizes that corrosion of that positive grid to provide a more dependable battery. So basically a more gradual decline in its performance and taking away the issue of, one day your car starts and the next day it doesn't, and having more of a gradual decline instead, where you'll start to see the decline in performance.
And there are a number of things that play havoc with a battery, and we know that heat is one of those items which, creates the problems we're talking about. But there are some other things too, right?
There is. Heat is the leading thing, and that's what basically causes the positive grid to corrode at a much faster rate. So the higher the temperature, the much more quickly that positive grid deteriorates. The other issues are certainly overcharging a battery, over discharging a battery, and vibration as well.
So, during the summer we may not notice the problems as much as when it gets to winter, because we've lost all this cranking power when we need it most, and then all of a sudden you go, well, it seems like cold weather kills my battery, when the reality of it is it's not the cold that's probably when we notice it the most quickly when we need our batteries. So how much study went into this power frame grid technology that led us to the point where we have that available now in our batteries?
Oh, an extensive amount, not only from the standpoint of the technology itself, but also creating the manufacturing processes. It's a patented technology. It's unique from any other technology in the industry, where it's first creating a wrought alloy, and then through a progressive die-cutting process, creating the power frame grid.
And when we're talking about the life of the battery, typically, we talk about changing out your battery every 3 to 4 years just to play it safe, because, as you mentioned, with a lot of the batteries, the day they are produced, they start, they're activated and it starts wearing them down.
Correct.
Do we get longer life out of a battery when we have the power frame grid technology? Can I rely on it beyond that typical 3 to 4 year period that we talk about?
It all depends upon where you are. So if you're in the south, 3 to 4 years is going to be typical. The further you go north, you may realize a little bit longer life. The key thing with power frame technology is it's the most resistant regarding that corrosion process, and it's going to give you more of a dependable performance. So when you start to see, your car's having problems cranking, you'll get a little bit more of an indicator that, hey, I better get it to a location that tests batteries, like, for example, Advanced Auto Parts.
And when we talked about the development of the battery and all the testing, what kind of testing would you put this process through that would bring us to where we are today?
So we've done internal testing in lab, but I think the one that really speaks very clearly is the testing that we did in the field. So we know that heat is the key enemy to a battery regarding how it deteriorates its life. And so what we did did a live proving grounds and continue to do a live proving grounds tests in Las Vegas taxi cabs, putting batteries with powerframe technology in those taxi cabs and putting other technologies in as well to evaluate. And what we saw was, you know, much lower corrosion rates of that powerframe grid, you know, fewer fractures, and fractures basically impede the electricity's ability to get and crank over your engine. You know, and if you really have more interest in it, you can go to powerframe.com and see. It's dramatic, you know, the amount of reduction in corrosion that you'll see with a powerframe grid versus a conventional technology like a book mold cast grid.
So, you know, what we are encouraging people to do is when they're looking for a battery, they want to make sure they look for the powerframe grid technology that is, you know, constructed inside that battery. You know, my you probably haven't heard this, but my idea of the of a power frame grid technology, look for like the little logo. I thought a great logo would be a circle with a tow truck in the middle with a line through the middle of the tow truck. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a great point. You know, certainly it's going to be the technology that provides you the dependability and the peace of mind to know that your battery is there behind you.
You know, it doesn't matter how great of a car we have. It doesn't matter how expensive it is or how inexpensive. If your battery goes, you're not going anywhere.
That is absolutely right.
So you got to be pretty popular with your friends. They probably love a guy like you around with all this battery knowledge.
Absolutely. No, I give them a lot of advice, and certainly the key thing is, you know, make sure your battery is tested often, certainly as it ages, so you know what condition it is.
All right. So, again, power frame grid technology. Jason, you have, you've never been on the show before. One thing we always kind of like to find out, it's kind of a fun thing for us. Do you remember what your very first car was?
Oh, my very first car. A 1976 Cutlass, actually.
Well, that's not too bad. Yeah. What color was it?
White.
Well, I'm white. Not sure I'd gone for the white one, but that.
Yeah. Well.
Other than that, all right. And the other question is, do you remember your very first? Well, was that a used car you got, or was that a new one?
No, it was a used car.
All right. So, do you remember your very first new car?
My very first new car.
Isn't it funny? People have the toughest time with their first new car.
No, I did get a Toyota 4Runner.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes, and, you know, I did put powerframe technology in that vehicle, too, because I was using it in off-road applications and wanted to know if I got, you know, into something that, you know, was really putting a lot of strain, my battery would be there to back me up. So
there is a battery guy talking. Actually, you know what I was going to ask you, if you remember the first time you turned the ignition and it didn't go because your battery was dead. But I wouldn't expect you to remember that. What we have to remember is power frame grid technology. That is the future in batteries today to give you the greatest dependability when it comes to a battery. Jason from Johnson Controls, the Advanced Auto Parts Customer Business Unit, we appreciate you being a part of the show, and more importantly, really, appreciate all the work you've done to come up with this power frame grid technology. It's a great thing.
No, thank you very much, and certainly, you know, if you're looking for the batteries with power frame technology, you know, Advanced Auto Parts is the place where you can get them. Right. Just look for the power frame logo right there on the outside of the battery.
All right, and if you ever decide to change that logo, remember we want the circle with the tow truck with a line through it, okay?
Absolutely. All right. Keep that in consideration.
All right. You take care, Jason. Thanks very
much. Thank you very much.
All right. We've talked about power frame grid technology. Look for it. Advanced Auto Parts.
Right.
Your car has it.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Just
powerframe.com, and you can ask or you can go there and questions. You can ask questions and where to buy. It'll tell you exactly where your Advanced Auto is or wherever you're going to purchase it.
That sounds good.